This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr joins me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
For this week, could you tell me what was the number five for the Google Trends?
Yeah, it's raw water, which is totally absurd and ridiculous. So it's this new trend that's been going around where people want to drink unfiltered water for some reason. So in the past week, the search interest has peaked over 800% for raw water, and it's not only dangerous because it's unfiltered water, but it's absurdly expensive. It's $36.99 at this place called Rainbow Grocery, which is this like co-op in San Francisco, and then after that, it's $14.99 for a refill. It's like, just go to a lake and just fill up a water bottle if you want to drink unfiltered water. I don't get it.
That is really weird. Like, so there could still be like little microbes in it, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like the CDC is warning everybody, like, hey, don't drink this. It's unsanitary. And I guess that, you know, people were kind of just turning a blind eye. I guess the raw water movement actually has been around for several years, and people just kind of want a more unfiltered experience with their water. But I would recommend against that. It's not sanitary, and it's just kind of a weird fad that has popped up.
So of probably sometime in summer of 2018, we're going to see a bunch of lawsuits pop up about this.
Yeah, I would assume so, if they're still alive by then.
What was the number four?
Yeah, that was the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, which was happening in Las Vegas this week, where everybody in the tech world comes together to show off their shiny new products. And this year was especially exciting because Las Vegas got its first rainfall in 116 days. And the lights went out, which was super ironic for a tech conference technology issues. So the lights were out for like 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours, something like that. But when they finally came back on, CES tweeted out this just ridiculous tweet that said, "We have confirmation that CES 2018 is indeed lit."
They're trying, and that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I give them maybe
a
9 out of 10 for effort.
Yeah, 8 for effort, but it didn't really land very well. But yeah, CES was great. Google had a bunch of super cool announcements. Standalone VR headset. We've got speakers with screens coming later in the U.S. So, and the Google Assistant is just everywhere. So if you ever need help with anything, just say, "Hey Google."
Wait. So you said a speaker with a screen?
Yes, we're working right now with JBL, Lenovo, and LG to have speakers with screens that users can interact with, obviously with the Google Assistant as well, to just kind of help with productivity. And that's coming later in the year, so be on the lookout for that. But we had some demos there this week, which was fun.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to look that up. That sounds kind of weird, but so familiar. What was number three?
That was Jimmy Ma. So a new figure skater on the scene, 22-year-old Jimmy Ma, and he was at a U.S. Figure Skating Championships this week. And normally, you know, I'm sure that you've probably seen some figure skating. They do it to kind of like classical, upbeat music. Well, he said, "Screw that. I'm playing DJ Snake and Little John's hit song, Turn Down for What," and kind of caught the audience by surprise because it's just like a total banger on the ice, and he rocked it. It was super cool. The commentators were pretty confused. They were like, "Oh, this is house music or this is rap music," but it was not that funny to hear kind of the traditional ice skating world be shaken up a little bit by Jimmy Ma.
Yeah, the new generation's coming up, man, and we want some rap in there.
It was definitely a stark contrast to what they're normally doing. But yeah, Jimmy Ma's really shaking things up, which was fun. I watched it. It was exciting from a musical perspective, exciting from a skating perspective. And yeah, Jimmy Ma music spiked over 900% this past week. So he's been getting some attention for it.
Oh, nice. What was number two?
This one is particularly exciting for me. This is Tua Tagovailoa, who was the true freshman Alabama quarterback that came in at the halftime of the national championship game this past Sunday for starting quarterback Jalen Hurts and led his team to victory. It completely absurd. True freshman from Honolulu, Hawaii. And this one hurts a lot because I went to Oregon. Tua wanted to go to Oregon to follow in the footsteps of Marcus Mariota, But Mark Helfrich, if you're listening, you are a bad man because you showed no interest in Tua, and he went to Alabama, and he's going to be the best quarterback in the country next year, and it's absurd. But super feel-good story because he's just a really good guy. And the fact that he just got thrown into a national championship game at halftime and led the team to victory, and the way he did it was ridiculous. The game went to overtime, and he threw this 41-yard bomb to Devontae Smith after he got totally sacked on the first play of overtime. So, yeah, sorry, rant over, but it was an exciting
game. I love your energy. I wish I understood football enough because now I want to know.
You didn't watch the game at all on Monday?
No, you know what? I never grew up play. Like, my dad never liked football. I don't know anybody in my family who did, but I love to play Madden. Like, don't get me started on playing on PlayStation 4. I'm not more of the physical type, so I never actually played it. But I love the plays themselves. It's just it takes forever between, like, you know, a play can last, like, less than a minute. And then you have to wait, like, 6 or 7 or even 10 minutes just for the next play. And that's the part that I get a bit bored at and not sure of what's going on.
Sure. No, I get that. That makes sense. I mean, college, I feel like college is so much more fast-paced and emotional. So, I don't know. If you're not a fan, maybe you should for Tua next year because that guy's going to be the man. And even if you aren't a fan, you'll probably hear his name in the media because he's going to be a big name in college football, no doubt about that. But, yeah, search interest for him spiked by 3,500%. So it was he's been getting a lot of attention. Nobody really knew who he was. Not only did they not know who he was, but they had no idea how to pronounce his name. And it's Tua Tagovailoa, if you're wondering.
Tagovailoa. That is a tongue twister. Like, I was like, am I saying Tagovailoa? Okay. I'm not going to butcher it, but good for him. I love it. I love those type of stories. So what was number one?
That is Oprah 2020. So kind of the speech heard around the world this past week when she won the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes and, you know, gave an awesome speech just about gender equality and racial equality and, you know, kind of had the tagline of time's up. And so everybody then is speculating that, you know, she's going to run for president because she's just this household name that is great and everybody's really excited about that. And a lot of interest for that. So 5,100, a spike of 5,100% of Oprah for president and then 1,200% for Oprah 2020. And it's interesting. The speculation is kind of back and forth because Stedman, her partner, was asked about if she would run for president. He said, absolutely. And then Gayle King was like, which is Oprah's best friend, was like, whoa, 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 no. He just misunderstood the question. He thought, would she make a good president? So Gayle's thinking, you know, she'd be great, but she probably won't. It's interesting. There's also a new survey that's out that is even actually speculating how she would do against Joe Biden in the Democratic primaries of sorts. And people are still kind of thinking that the Dems would rather have Joe Biden as their front runner. But, man, if you would ask us 10 years ago, if, you know, maybe in 2020, Donald Trump versus Oprah Winfrey in presidential election, you'd be like, all right, what are you smoking? That's not happening.
You know what, though? Who knows? I remember quite a few times that Papa Smurf was elected into, like, Senate. He became a governor. So who knows? Who knows?
Very good point. Very good point.
So what was the most watched YouTube video for this week?
Yeah, it's called Match the Dog to Their Owner. And it's a video where they bring in three different individuals and a variety of owners, and then they bring out one dog at a time. And the people look at the dog and kind of study it, kind of study the slew of owners, and then they try to match them up based on a variety of characteristics. And it's funny because you feel like it would be impossible, but it is interesting that, you know, your dog kind of does match your personality. And I was thinking about, like, you know, in 101 Dalmatians in one of the earlier scenes in the cartoon where they're walking around and the dogs literally just look exactly like their owner. It was kind of a similar situation for this, but the video has been viewed over 1.4 million times since Tuesday, and people are kind of accurate about it. One guy just, well, I won't ruin it, but people are kind of accurate, and it is interesting to look at the dog and kind of look at personality characteristics, and you can actually understand who potentially could be their owner. So it's a kind of a long video, but I found it particularly entertaining.
Yeah, that does sound like a lot of fun. I'm thinking of my own dogs. Like, wait a minute, my dog kind of looks like me? No. That she's all moly, so. And she's old, and she's gray.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like some characteristics you would want to hear. But
I know, that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
She's always
maybe
sick.
A stranger thinks that they look like you, who does.
Well, thanks, Justin, for coming on. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Always a good one.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.